Good to see you this morning. I'm reading the scripture today from the Gospel of John, chapter 21. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." May God bless the reading of his holy word. The word of the year in 2013. Does anybody know? The word of the year, according to Oxford English Dictionary, is selfie. The selfie. Do you know what a selfie is? A selfie is a photograph that you take of yourself. Usually you use a smartphone. You have to flip the camera on the smartphone. Make sure you look good. Comb your hair. Okay, here we go. And say cheese. There we go. All right. That's a selfie. Pastor Robert said on his Facebook page that he was frustrated because he couldn't find anyone to take a selfie. Thank God. I suppose this is one of the good things about the selfie. You don't have to awkwardly ask a complete stranger to take your picture. Everything about the selfie is totally focused on you. Unless, of course, you get photobombed by your doc. At the beginning of our scripture lesson, the Apostle Peter is totally focused on himself. He is grieving the pain of Jesus' death. He is struggling to forgive himself for denying Jesus three times. He is wondering about the words of the women who said Jesus was alive. For sure, Jesus' body was not in the tomb. Peter saw the empty tomb with his own eyes, but he did not see Jesus. The women gave him a message, though, from Jesus, that he would meet the disciples back in Galilee. How could this happen, he thought. What could this mean? With all the things which happened since Easter, it is no wonder that Peter is totally focused on himself. What do you do when life seems to be swirling beyond your control or understanding? Peter decides to do something that might calm his nerves. He does something familiar to him, something that might bring him a sense of comfort and peace. He gets in his boat and he goes fishing. It is when Peter is out on the water with the disciples that they hear a familiar voice, a voice full of compassion with words which echo from days gone by. "Cast your nets on the other side of the boat and you will find a fish," says the voice. The disciples look up and immediately recognize their Lord standing on the shore. And Peter is the first to leap into the water. He swims to shore to greet his master. And standing there, soaking wet, Jesus invites Peter to sit down and join him for breakfast. I am grateful that Peter does not fear to approach Jesus. When I have said things which hurt other people, sometimes I wonder if they will hold a grudge or accusingly remind me time and time again that I have done them wrong. If my children do something wrong, I don't want them to fear admitting their mistakes or vice versa. We all make mistakes. We forgive, and we move on. Peter knows he made some big mistakes, but he doesn't fear that Jesus will withhold forgiveness. How many times shall I forgive? Peter asked Jesus once. Jesus replied, 70 times 7. Unfortunately, Peter has put these words to the test. But what we will see is that Peter finds blessing from these words as Jesus lives out what he said. Three times Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" Three times Peter says, "Yes, Lord, I love you." Jesus forgives Peter for denying him three times by asking him three times, "Do you love me?" And Peter responds three times, "Yes, Lord, I love you." After Peter responds each time, Jesus says, "Feed my sheep." This request by Jesus is what makes Easter different than other holy days. During Easter, we not only remember and celebrate what God has done for us, but in this request, Jesus calls the church to no longer be totally focused on ourselves. Jesus calls us to care for his world. You see, the call that Jesus places on Peter's life is a call that we all share as the church. It is at this point, in the presence of the risen Lord, that Peter sets aside what he finds familiar and comfortable and begins his service to the world in the name of Jesus Christ. "Feed my sheep" is a call that Jesus places upon the life of Peter. "Feed my sheep" is a call that Jesus places upon the church, whose foundation is built upon Peter's faith. When we decide to take Jesus' call to feed my sheep seriously, an exciting adventure of love and service awaits. So, let me ask you, church, and say it like you mean it. Do you love Jesus? If so, please say, "Yes, we love Jesus."
Yes, we love Jesus.
Feed his sheep in the Xenia area. Open your doors to families in need. Provide shoes, socks, and Bibles to children. Support the homeless shelter on South Detroit Street. Pray for our preschool families. Host a Green County Circles event. Become a Stephen minister. Volunteer for Vacation Bible School. Mentor a youth. These are some of the ways that you can feed his sheep locally. Church, do you love Jesus?
Yes, we love
Jesus. Then feed his sheep. Feed his sheep in places around our country. Go on a mission trip to Henderson Settlement. Go to Nashville or Cincinnati with the youth. Give money towards our church's disaster relief ministries. Donate a flood bucket. These are some of the ways that you feed his sheep in our country. Church, do you love Jesus?
Yes.
And feed his sheep. Feed his sheep around the world. Be a part of the Guatemala and Nicaragua mission teams. Pray for James, the child adopted by our youth through Compassion International. Give to the Imagine No Malaria campaign. And pray for the Wings of the Morning ministry in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. These are some of the ways that you can feed his sheep around the world. Today, 20 people from our Common Cup churches are going on the Henderson Settlement mission trip. This week, we will live out Jesus' call to feed his sheep. This is our way of showing God's love and care to the people who live in the mountains of Kentucky. Our presence affirms the mission of Henderson Settlement, which started nearly 90 years ago. I want to tell you the story of how it began. In 1925, Reverend Hiram Frakes served as the Methodist pastor in Pineville, Kentucky. It was in February of the same year that Reverend Frakes heard a murder hearing in the county courtroom. The judge recognized that the people here acted out of fear and refused to place blame for the killings. Because neighbors feared retribution if punishment was handed down by the law, nobody was ever convicted. Becoming so frustrated with the people, the judge told the residents to go back into the mountains and go kill yourselves. Reverend Frakes did not want to see these folks become the forgotten people of our country. He believed that building a school would make a difference. The nearest school was over 30 miles away. The children in the mountains simply didn't receive any kind of education. His goal was to use education to break the cycle of violence that had become a mainstay. With his faith in God, he began his work. Reverend Frakes, dressed in his formal clergy attire, was escorted by a local man into the mountains. Reverend Frakes was intent on asking for a donation of land in order to build a school. The local man took him to the home of Bill Henderson. When Reverend Frakes first saw Bill Henderson, he was sitting on his front porch with a rifle in his hand. After introductions, Reverend Frakes shared his idea of building a school. Bill Henderson wasn't sure about the pastor. He thought that perhaps he was a spy sent by the judge. Bill Henderson said no. He was not going to give him any land, but he was willing to introduce him to some other people living in the mountains. So Bill Henderson and Reverend Frakes went to one family and asked for land to build a school. The family said no. They didn't trust the pastor. Bill Henderson and Reverend Frakes went to another family and asked again. That family said no too. This happened over and over again until there wasn't anybody left to ask. The pastor's hope for a school was fading. Sometimes it is when things seem like they are at their worst that God's purpose begins to be revealed. In this desperate moment, God touched Bill Henderson's life. You see, every time Bill Henderson went with the pastor to visit with families, and every time he heard the pastor speak enthusiastically about the school, he thought about his young daughter. In this final hour, Bill Henderson decided that he would rather let his daughter get an education and he himself be without land than to have land and his daughter without an education. It was a sacrifice he was willing to make. Jesus asked, "Do you love me?" Bill Henderson said, "Yes, Lord, I love you." Jesus says, "Feed my sheep." Bill Henderson responded to Jesus' Easter call and donated all of his land to the church. He gave 68 acres of land to be used for a school. Hence, Henderson Settlement in Frakes, Kentucky began. Church, do you love Jesus?
Yes, we love Jesus.
Feed his sheep. In the Xenia area. Church, do you love Jesus?
Yes, we love Jesus.
Feed his sheep in our country. Church, do you love Jesus?
Yes, we love Jesus.
Then feed his sheep around the world. If 2013 was the year of the selfie, if last year was a time to focus totally on ourselves, then let's make 2014 the year of the unselfie. Let's make this year a time to focus on others by unselfishly showing God's love and care to the world. Easter is more than a day or even a season. Easter is a call to lose your life in this world so you may keep it for eternal life. May it be so. Amen.